I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. It's our final hour for the week. And for us, and hopefully it comes back, it's our final keyword for cash. So let's give you one more opportunity to win some money. All right. It's a national contest. You know how it works. I'm going to give you the word. No, it's not boat. I wish it was. I wish we had boat for the 19th time. But when I tell you the word, you're going to text it to 72881. It's airplane. Airplane. A-I-R-P-L-A-N-E. Airplane. Text away 72881. If you get that phone call and you know airplane, you win $1,000. Okay, Carter and Cook. I'm just looking this up right now. You get to go to the airport right now. There is a ticket waiting for you. And it's the magic airplane. You arrive there now. Boom. So you get the rest of the day in this location. Where are you going? I'm going to go to a place where I've spent a lot of time in my life. I'm going to Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm going to call one of my Bobos and play, ideally, 36 holes of golf. I looked. Of course, I just look golf purposes. Dublin, it's 50. Monterey, it's 57. I want some warm weather. I'm going to Scottsdale, where right now it's 12:10. That's where I'm going. Cook, you first. Where are you going?
Anaheim, California.
You're going to California.
Going to Anaheim, California.
Going to California. With
watch a ball game tonight. Absolutely. Heart. Warm weather. Perfect.
Well, God knows how many guys will play before Adam answers. Josh Donaldson. What was our excuse to not play Josh yesterday? He just was on the injured list. He was fine, and we couldn't play him another day.
Mm-hmm. Easing him back in.
Well, he played tonight. I mean, did the air pressure somehow affect his hand? I mean, I like Rocco as a guest. We should try to get him again.
Sure.
He's got a hell of a winning percentage right now. But my God, as I kidded Adam, let's put aside that I don't have any talent. But as an insomniac, I would never play for this guy.
Royce,
how many hours did you sleep? Did you get 12? No, I got 4.
I think Royce might.
You're out.
We have a new nickname for him based on Royce. Dr. Rock.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great.
Dr. Rock.
Yep.
Honestly, if somebody stubs their toe with Rocco, they're out for 2 weeks.
Yep. So is he going to play tonight? Is Buxton going to play tonight? Has anybody else come down with the rumbly-tumbly lately? You know, what's going on?
The rumbly-tumbly?
The stomach.
I mean, are you 170? I
mean, oh, that's not 170.
Carol Levin just celebrated.
Oh, stop it.
I forget her name. 113. Congratulations. Happy birthday. Even she would say, how old are you?
The rumbly-tumbly.
The rumbly-tumbly.
I've never heard that before.
I got that. I'm trying to remember the movie. It's a movie line now. It's Tommy Lee Jones in
Driving Miss Daisy.
Nope, in the Captain America, the first Captain America movie.
Of course, how should I doubt it?
Exactly.
Well, look, Shaletta, who should have been here, but
I want to say Shaletta had something pop up.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would love to be talking to Shaletta. Shaletta also has been at night. She's back on the Shaletta show. She's got a family. She's got a family, but so Shaletta's not on right now.
She was here earlier today because she left a meat and cheese tray in the in the commissary. And I've eaten a lot of that cheese, and I've eaten a lot of that processed meat. I got to tell you, I got the rumbly tumbly, too.
The rumbly tumblies. Jeez.
See? It works. Ooh. It works.
I wouldn't open the door to this studio, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Before you give the airplane, what's your favorite processed meat?
Prosciutto. Or hard salami.
I so often will say like a sweeter ham. But I've had hard salami lately. If the first time, I'm normally not much of a hard salami person. Pretty damn good.
Yeah, hard salami is tough to be beat.
Pretty good. All right. I know you've been to Europe, 47 times. So are you going back to Europe on your airplane trip?
Oh, Dublin. Dublin right now sounds pretty. 50 is pretty good for Dublin. I'll take that. You did a caveat, though. I mean, obviously, you're going to Scottsdale to play golf. So I assume we can do a quick pack before we leave on this magical flight?
Well, the idea is you're leaving now and you're just there for a day.
Yeah, but so you've had time to grab your sticks.
Listen, the clubs are in the car. They're on the number of glancing blows in my two rounds so far, the scent of the club face is available too. It's not real dirty.
Untouched.
Yes, it hasn't been. It's a lot of caressing of the golf ball right now. So you're Dublin. That's where you're going.
No, you know what? I'm changing. I'm going to Italy.
Mamma mia.
Yeah. I'm going to find Stanley Tucci. We're going to eat our way through Italy.
Well, you only got like 8 hours.
Get a lot of eating done. Oh, you talk about the rumbly tumbly. I'd hate to be on that return flight.
No. Did I mention I was in Italy a couple years ago?
Oh, geez, here we go.
Oh, lives up to it. Lives up. Let's do this one. Greatest trip of your life. Text away. Great. Let's get the la-di-da out. Or, hey, could be to Wadena. Right? Or Lakeland Shores. Greatest trip of your life. We're done with serious topics for this hour. We had enough serious topics all week. We're taking a bit of a pause. We had plenty of serious talk with Major, with Mike Ostrom, with Kevin Burke. So we're going to get to a few things. Greatest trip of your life. Text away. 651-989-9226. Adam really doesn't remember the greatest trip of his life. It was Duluth. It was Gustavus. God knows what drugs he was on back then. Get him going right now. 651-989-9226. Keep the text coming on a variety of topics, including taking Adam to the woodshed and which is a processed meat and which is not. Adam going with another current reference, Paul Prudhomme.
I love that response. Okay, settle down, Paul Prudhomme. Plus the jury's out on whether or not prosciutto is a ham, and ham by nature is a processed meat, is it
I
not?
I think it is a processed meat, right?
It's delicious. Whatever it is, I don't care.
It's very
I'd like to wear a prosciutto suit.
Okay, 222 ready.
Slowly eat
down
little bits of it during the day.
You're a sick person. You really are.
Okay, settle down, Paul Prudhomme.
The 113-year-old, this is a text here, is Erna Zahn from New Ulm. New Ulm, by the way, underrated, great town. Her son, Jim, and here's where it gets sad, passed away in September. I'm very, very sorry to hear that. The texter says, good friend of his, he loathed Rocco's handling of the soft baseball players, and the fact you mentioned his mother during that chat would absolutely make his day. So thank you so much for sending the text. I am so sorry about the loss of Jim, and the best happy birthday ever to Erna. Okay, I'll go quick. Probably the greatest one for me was a fan trip to Scotland. Now, that trip did cost me the Arizona Cardinals play-by-play job, but that's a separate story. Great golf trip, and on that trip, I had the surprise phone call of my life that Quentin Robert Hartman was going to be born. So that's at the top of the list. One trip to Hawaii, it lived up to all of the hype. The trip Carl and I took with Colette to Italy a few years ago was amazing. As I said, Italy is so hyped. It lives up to all of it. And then, okay, a la-di-da golf trip. I did once play Pine Valley and Marion the same day. So that was, let me put my shoulder, let me put both shoulders back.
Settle down, Paul Prudhomme.
All right, what do you got there, Mr. Dublin?
In order, my Colette trip, the Ireland, Shades of Ireland, 14 days on the Emerald Isle was so much fun.
Stealing your mom's material with the jokes, too.
No, she stole my material.
That's not what I heard.
Let's be clear on that.
That's not what I heard.
That was just, I mean, I love Ireland. I want to get back so badly. But we saw so much of it, so much that you forgot, like, what you saw on which day, and it was just such a whirlwind. Number two.
Because you were drinking so much.
Well, come on, it's Ireland. Number two, buddy's ski trip after my buddy Justin passed away. All of our friends, we went to... my uncle used to have a place in Winter Park, Colorado. Buddy's ski trip there. It was just about 4 days. Fantastic time.
Didn't somebody get really sick?
Yes, my buddy Dave Lick had severe altitude sickness and had to be taken to Denver in the middle of the night. Up until that point, it was a great trip. Anyway,
I was going to say, Dan, sounds like a great trip. One of his best friends almost died. Hey, among my great trips, you know.
Other than the near-death experience, it was really,
to hear about your bad trips.
Timed it out well. It was on the last night, so really no time loss. So bravo, David.
We all waved at him at the hospital as we went to the airport to go home.
Third one, this is back, I think, in 2010. My dad and I went on a three-city baseball trip, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. I'd never been to any of those cities before. We took the train between them, saw Yankee Stadium, whatever it is in Philly, and then Nationals Park in Washington. It was awesome.
That does sound great, and I'll say it again. This is a great area. I live here. I so wish we had other great cities that were like an hour and a half away in a train, you know? You know, Milwaukee doesn't count. Sorry. Milwaukee. You're just okay. Dan, what do you got?
So the most formative trip I ever took was in 1990, I believe it was. We took a trip. So the next door neighbors that I grew up next to moved to Pennsylvania. So we were going out to Pennsylvania to visit them. And they lived in southern Pennsylvania close enough that we decided to make a big trip out of it, not only visit them, but then do a Gettysburg bit and then down into D.C. and did a full tour of D.C.,
Nice.
It was a great trip. And it was, of course, like I said, 1990. So the Ken Burns documentary comes out like the next year. So that's what started me into being a Civil War nut, was just how cool that trip was. But probably the highlight of it was actually going to D.C. And because my dad had connections, we got into a tour of the FBI facility. But where people were standing outside the windows looking into rooms, we were in the rooms. We got that kind of VIP treatment.
Oh, nice.
Including there's a picture of my brother and I both holding Tommy guns on a shooting range. We didn't shoot him, actually, but we just got to hold him and thought we looked pretty cool in our goofy.
Nice security, Adam, at the FBI here.
Here's the kicker. So whoever's giving us a tour pulls a revolver, you know, chamber open, unloaded, off of this wall display. They had all these different guns, and hands it to me, and I'm all of, you know, 16 at this time, hands it to me and says, "Do you know whose gun this is?" And I said, "How would I know whose gun this is? No, I don't know whose gun this is." That belonged to John Dillinger. So I actually held John Dillinger's gun.
Jeez.
It was cool. That was a cool trip.
That's a good trip.
Yeah.
That is good. Okay, let's get to plenty of text here. Biking the west of Ireland.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That sounds pretty good.
Pub to pub.
All meat is processed unless you're taking a bite out of the cow as it walks by.
Yes.
That's what we'll be doing if the state fair comes back this year. We'll get Mayor Francis to give that a
bite a moving cow.
Yes. I don't eat red meat any longer, but if I did, hard salami would be my go-to. It's very good. Best buddy trip, Phoenix Open. Sunday to Thursday, then Tucson National, 27 holes per day. Yeah, Tucson National, underrated in Tucson. St. Martin, flying into the airport, it's worth the trip itself. Is that where?
Yes, come right over the beach.
You right over the beach? Man.
And that's where the goofballs go to stand there and get blown over by the jet exhaust, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Why would you? It doesn't even compute to me why you would do that.
Met my son in Berlin while he was traveling around Europe. I knew this was going to be the last time I'd ever spend this amount of time with him. 10 of the best days of my life. Would never give it back for anything. That sounds amazing. 3 years ago, I went to Northern Ireland with two girlfriends. Hi-oh!
Whoa.
Stayed with friends of theirs, traveled to Venice, Florence, and Pisa while there. Fantastic trip. I bet it was.
What? Jack, Chrissy, and Janet.
Exactly. Greatest trip, Kiev, Ukraine, and Moscow, September of 1990. Son played hockey for Sokol Kiev, and the North Stars played his team. Chatted up the GM. He said Bobby Smith. I think he means Bobby Clark. The very friendly Bobby Clark. Morocco or Senegal. Best trips ever. Augusta, Georgia in the springtime. Yeah, that one's pretty good, too. Boxcar ride to Glacier National Park and back with T.D. Mischke. Tommy.
Wow. That'd be cool.
Group kayak trip through the Labyrinth Canyon near, is it Moab, Utah? I've seen that before. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Quebec City. I hear Quebec is just spectacular. Do you guys have any desire to head to Quebec?
Montreal and beyond. Mm-hmm.
My mom's entire side of the family, it emigrated from Quebec, so there's all kinds of family ties. I'd love to go up there.
A week at the family cabin near Perham, the town that Corey Heppel abandoned, and we want no part of him either. Wow. Powerful text. 10-week study abroad trip to Japan, China, and Hong Kong. Best trip of my life, an Alaskan cruise. Yeah, I'd love to do that. I'd love to go there. I'm not much of a cruise person. The Hawaii trip that we went on, we were on a cruise ship, and we went to all the islands and stayed on the ship. So that's a nice way to travel. Vietnam and Thailand in 2019. Rocky Mountains for 10 days. Flew home from Hawaii. Should have stayed there. Machu Picchu. I was lucky enough on a Colette trip. It's one of those where you've seen the pictures of it, Adam and Dan. And you think, well, the pictures don't do justice to it. It is even more spectacular.
Didn't you find out you were allergic to alpaca on that trip or something like that?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
But I had that as the picture on our Facebook page. Well, do I still have that on the Facebook page? No, I guess we get the picture of us.
Yeah.
It will be June to Torrey Pines at the Open, U.S. Open. That'd be pretty good. To Sweden to meet our new grandson. That's nice. New Zealand. I think that's on top Australia now for me, for the place I'd like to go country-wise. Carter, how is New Zealand for you?
Yes, I'd rather do New Zealand than Australia, but yeah, I'd love to see them both.
Banff in Canada. Cuba. Some of the best trips I've taken with a buddy while I was in the Air Force Reserve. Hawaii, Alaska, Germany. Plymouth in the UK on Thanksgiving. We'll finish with this one. Minneapolis before its destruction. Yeah.
You missed the best one.
Oh, I did?
Well, I read about it. We went to a park in Botswana. That's the first time.
I did see that. Oh. Well, he's a rhino because he came out today. Yeah. Does he have a book out now talking about how great immigration is and how we can come together? What an awful thing for a former president to think we can come together. Plenty of things didn't go right during that administration. I called many of them out. But as a human being, a very decent person who believes in this country, and his sole purpose is not the person he sees in the mirror, unlike someone who just left the office a couple months ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.